U.S. forces are due to be out of Iraq completely by the end of next year, and that raises a number of issues, but one particular concern is the security of Iraq's vital oil exports, most of which go by sea. The Iraqi Navy was almost completely destroyed in the first Gulf War and was reborn just 5 years ago. It's still a long way from being ready. Coastal security is still provided mostly by the U.S. and British navies. Reporter Susanna George went down to the Iraqi coast to check up on the prospects for the Iraqi Navy. She sent us this report.
This week, at the Navy's home port of Umm Qasr, Iraqi sailors gathered in pressed whites, and a four-piece band played to celebrate the five-year-old holiday of Navy Day. This year, Iraq also received the latest addition to its fleet, a new patrol boat, which was a gift from the United States. The boat paraded past the American and Iraqi officials who gathered at Umm Qasr's newly built seawall for its unveiling. Abdelkader Obeidi, Iraq's Minister of Defense, spoke at the event. He's optimistic about the Navy's recent progress. Obeidi says that with the help of American and British advisors, Iraq will develop a Navy capable of protecting the country's regional waters and oil infrastructure. Later, Obeidi mentioned another challenge facing Iraq's infant Navy. He said the Navy would have to defend against the threat posed by pirates against commercial ships in the Gulf. Absent from the minister's list of concerns was that of a terrorist attack. In 2004, insurgents targeted the port of Umm Qasr with three boat-borne suicide bombers. The attack was ultimately foiled, but three U.S. sailors lost their lives, and oil exports were suspended for more than a day. Andrew Betton, the British Navy commander in charge of security at the port, says that if such an attack were launched today, it would be repelled.
I'm confident that the protection of both the Khor Alamaya terminal and the Aibok terminal are fully robust. A combination of coalition and Iraqi efforts for both terminals will ensure they're very well protected. And I'm confident that any attack on either terminal would be repelled.
However, British Marine Brigadier Tim Chicken, director of the Iraqi Navy Training and Advisory Mission, admits that there is the possibility that the Iraqi Navy won't be up to speed before the American forces are scheduled to leave Iraq in 2011.
If there is any requirement to endure beyond the end of 2011, then that's something which will be taken account of. And we have a transition plan in embryonic form at the moment to allow us to transition any remaining requirements to the OSCI.
The OSCI is a U.S. military agency in charge of overall security in Iraq. A U.S. Department of Defense report to Congress on stability and security in Iraq is more forward on the issue of the Navy's readiness. The report says that the Navy will achieve minimum essential capacity before the end of 2011, meaning the fleet will have just enough training and just enough boats to protect Iraq's coastline. However, the report goes on to say that in this case, the minimum is unacceptable. The importance of the port's oil infrastructure to the Iraqi economy demands that the Navy operate at a higher level. Such concerns were not on the agenda at the celebration for the new patrol boat in Umm Qasr. The vessel completed its victory lap to dock successfully at the port. Then it was time for the official naming ceremony. Rather than break a bottle of champagne on the ship's bow, officials were to attend the slaughtering of a sheep at the dock. There was a hitch, though. The overanxious butcher fouled up an otherwise highly orchestrated event. The sheep was dead before the Minister of Defense was able to make it down to the dock. For the world, I'm Susanna George, Umm Qasr, Iraq.